Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific Time, where we talk to four outstanding coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. Now, if you cannot listen live, as many of you do not, here's how you can listen to the podcast. And it is there forever for you to listen to. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com, punch in the NWAC South Fast Break Show, and you'll get every single show that we have ever done. And we have done a lot of them. And I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And I'm proud to host this show because the NWAC is an important league to me for many, many reasons. And it's also important to Trevor Hopp as Southwestern Oregon Community College, the head men's coach who leads us off each week. Good evening, Trevor. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really great, Greg. Thanks for having me on after a week off. Excited to talk to you again and see what's happening.
What is happening? You know, we're getting closer. It's getting darker a lot earlier. It's cool in the morning. It's basketball time.
It is upon us. We actually still don't start school until the 26th, but we've been getting just travel arrangement, figuring out when their guys are getting in, still taking care of that paperwork stuff. You'd be amazed at how much paperwork there is as far as registration and financial aid and NWAC papers, and so everybody's getting that done, and we're getting really excited about our guys moving in another week.
I actually wouldn't be amazed at how much paperwork, Trevor, because I always remember I had a great history teacher who happens to be a pretty good baseball coach in this state, Jack Dunn at Cleveland High School, and one thing I learned from him, the Russians had in mind that during the Cold War that they would bomb our paper factories because that would destroy America.
That's probably a good point. I had not heard that before, but good point. If they bombed office and I lost all my papers, that would be a lot too.
Oh boy. Yeah. We go, you know, despite all the environmental concerns, we do go through a lot of paper every single day, and I'm glad we can recycle it, thank goodness. That's one of the great moves of all time. Hey, Trevor, speaking about recycling, do your kids ask you much about uniforms and shoes and what you're going to be wearing and almost like to dictate the process, which there's really nothing wrong with that?
You know, I think they want to be involved and they're interested and we try to, you know, make sure that we're, you know, keeping up and having nice stuff, whether it's uniforms or warm-ups or shoes. And so, you know, I think it's definitely in their mind. And the other thing though, is the comfort factor for those shoes. You know, some guys just like different pairs better than others. And they want to make sure they can, you know, have their type of shoe that they feel comfortable in. And so we're pretty good about that also.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they take, comfort so important? Didn't they take a guy out that was pitching a no-hitter last night for the Dodgers, I think, because he developed a blister? So, just a little thing that you think of can have a big effect on athletic performance. And I think we sometimes don't talk about it enough that, you know, the health and welfare of an athlete, especially with the proper shoes, are so important.
Yeah, definitely. It does come down to that. Great point about health and welfare. And the other thing is that we want them to feel comfortable and want them to, you know, feel good about playing, and we want them to look good when they're playing. And so all that comes into it. And, you know, it's something that definitely they talk about and they're interested in.
Trevor, when you get through all that massive paperwork, which we laugh a little bit, but we know it's serious because it's such important stuff, and every day things we do nowadays, and you get that all done, and everybody arrives, and the bell rings, school year. What's the first thing you do? Do you meet with your team as a group? Do you meet with them as individuals? How do you officially kind of start off the year?
Yeah, that's a great question. We meet as a group on that Monday, the first day of school, at our regular set practice time. And, you know, we try to keep it short, under a half an hour, but we also try to set the tone and, you know, go through some housekeeping stuff and just explain, you know, some expectations and things we're looking for. But we want to keep it short. We don't want to keep them in there too long. But that first day is what we do that. And then come Tuesday, the second day of school, you know, we're in the gym and balls are flying around and we're getting them going and running around and seeing who's in shape and who's been working out and all that good stuff. It's always interesting to see that.
And as a veteran and successful coach, it's probably pretty easy to see who's been working out and who's in shape. Is that correct?
Yes, you can pick up on that pretty dang quick. And you know, there's some, you know, getting on some guys and kidding with guys. But you know, we hope they're in shape, but we're getting everybody in shape too. So that's kind of how it starts off.
How do you get somebody in shape in basketball that's not in shape?
Well, it's sometimes it can be simply just running, which isn't always very fun, but sometimes it is. It's just running. But the other thing is, you know, we can do a lot of full court drills or things where there's a ball in their hand and we're running and passing and catching and shooting. And we almost kind of trick them because it's more fun to be running around there when you're passing and catching and dribbling and shooting than just good old fashioned, hey, get on the line and run. So we try to do a lot more of that when we're doing it. And then, you know, just working on some defensive stuff and getting guys in a stance and getting them low. And then the other important part about that is the stretching aspect and the nutrition aspect and making sure they're staying hydrated and stuff like that. Because like I said, if they haven't been moving around, that's very important that takes place.
Absolutely. Great job tonight getting us started like you always do. You get us off to a great start. That's so important in athletics and so important to a radio program. Have a great week, Trevor, and we'll be back again next. We'll be back every Monday. Yeah, it is Monday. Monday night at 9:30 all the way for a long, long time. It's too long for me to think about, but we'll be here every Monday night, and you'll lead us off, and have a great week.
Well, thanks a lot, and we will be here, so we'll talk to you later. Have a great week. We'll see you.
You betcha. That's Trevor Hopp, the men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College in beautiful Coos Bay. Now another beautiful Oregon city is Eugene. Let's go up and talk to Bruce Chopka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College. They are known as the Titans. Bruce, do your Titan players talk much about uniforms and shoes?
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me. I want to talk more importantly about my two friends talking about recycling paper and the Cold War. This is fabulous. I love it. you know, we do. Our players want to know everything. Coach, are we having the same uniforms? Are we getting new uniforms? What shoes do we wear? What do our travel tops look like? I had one of our out-of-state kids today was texting me, you know, hey, coach, send me a copy of our schedule and what does our daily schedule look like and blah, blah, blah. I mean, he was just blowing me up. And I just said, you're coming to Eugene on Sunday. Why don't we just talk then about what our daily schedule is going to look like and that kind of thing. So they're just like everybody else, you know, chomping at the bit. And I have a 12-year-old daughter who school started for her. And, you know, she wanted to know what, you know, when recess was and when physical education class was. And, you know, they're just inquisitive little people at 12. And, you know, 19, 20, that kind of thing. We all want to know, you know, what expectations are and how we're going to look and what we're wearing and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I would imagine at any level it's probably that way.
How do you like to start the year off officially, Bruce? Individual meetings, a team meeting, go out and have a free throw contest, or go have a pizza party?
You know, we just jump right on the court right away. We don't have any meetings, that kind of stuff. You know, I see our kids throughout the day. They come by and talk to me maybe for, you know, we have those kind of individual meetings, or how was your summer, or what's going on, your class schedule set, all that stuff. We're going to have our guys report a week from the school starting. So I think everybody's just going to try to be here a week from today kind of thing and get the ball rolling. But I'm more of a proponent of let's get on the court, let's get going. But we start off slow. You know, we don't throw our guys out there going crazy. I'm an injury guy or injury prevention guy. I don't want to get us going 100 miles an hour right away without, you know, trying to get us situated to see who's in shape or out of shape, that kind of thing. I think most of our players are probably going to be in shape, but they're probably not in the everyday grind it out kind of shape quite yet, even if they've been working out every day or playing every day. I think, you know, doing the skills and drills that you do every day with your team is a lot different than, hey, let's go down to the YMCA and get some shots up, lift and play kind of thing. So I'm more of a let's pace ourselves kind of guy, and hopefully, you know, once we're together a bunch, then we sort of put the pedal to the metal per se kind of thing.
Bruce, you know, when you're a coach, in my opinion, you know, on any level, you're an important figure in that young person's life. And do your players, and I imagine they do, and want to talk a lot about school and life and problems and everything. You almost, I would think, become a counselor when you're a coach as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the kids that truly, truly care and that are, you know, vested in our team and invested in their career and wanting to get, you know, a high, you know, education, 4-year degree, maybe a master's degree, they just grill you with tons of questions. You almost turn into a father figure or a big brother figure with all the questions kind of thing. And, you know, I try to preach and teach and try to get our guys to feel comfortable in the sense like, you know, we're family, there's no secrets, and that goes to, you know, if I can ever help you or if you ever want to have a conversation about something besides basketball, you know, I'm there for you, and I'm always going to be there for you when you leave kind of thing. So, yeah, it's quite the deal where you hear a lot of different aspirations, or sometimes you hear, you know, maybe some experiences that they had growing up that weren't the best, you know, maybe a parent dying or a brother and sister, you know, that got in trouble or stuff like that. And, you know, I think that's part of coaching is and leadership is, you know, having an open ear and listening to guys. And I think that also is something that tends to lead to, you know, good bonding kind of stuff. And, you know, you want the player's trust and they want the coach's trust. And it's just part of, you know, developing your relationship with them. And hopefully it's a lifelong relationship kind of thing where they're, when they're, you know, 10 years, 15 years from now, bugging you about stuff and wanting to ask stuff. You know, life stuff. The basketball stuff is great, but hopefully you can connect with your student athletes and, you know, build a lifelong relationship kind of thing.
Great talking to you tonight, Bruce. We'll talk to you again every Monday night, and thanks for being a major part of this program from day one.
Hey, I appreciate it. Good chatting with you, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
And don't forget that paper, though, that paper story now. I expect you to, you know, I'm throwing out knowledge here.
That's good stuff. That's outstanding. I love it.
Very good. Now let's go to Tony Broaddus in beautiful Rose City, Portland, Oregon. And he is the boss of the men's basketball team at Portland Community College, the Panthers. He's won a title both in the NWAC and in high school at Grant High School. Pretty special, as I always say, Tony. Pretty special.
Thanks, Greg. I love being on the show, and I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. Have you had a good summer, Tony?
Yeah, summer was great. Had a lot of time to relax, kick back, but at the same time played a lot of softball and mush ball, and just got back from a fishing trip up in in Oregon out by Baker City. Caught a lot of fish, and yeah, I had a blast this summer, and I'm ready to go. I'm starting to get that itch to wanting to be in the court, on the court every day with the guys and teaching and coaching. I'm ready.
Tony, how do you officially like to start a season? Meeting with individual players, team meeting, as Bruce said, he likes to get out on the court. How do you like to handle that?
Well, I like to we start with our basketball class, which is somewhat like a training camp where we get a bunch of guys, because we still have a few open spots. You know, I believe in leaving a few spots for guys who are trying to come out and who are attending school, who want to come play, and they'll come battle it out with the guys who we've already signed and our returners, and we'll go for 3 weeks, and then we'll put the team together. And once we get that team together, then I like to start with a meeting where we just get listen and go over the rules and the expectations and get to know me and the coaches a little bit, and then begin to do some team building amongst the players. I think that's really, really important to set the standards right off the top.
I like that comment, getting to know me. How do you get them to know you? Do you talk about what your expectations are, your rules, your open communication, which I know you have, that's why you're successful. How do you do that?
Yeah, a combination of all that. You know, I tell them a little bit about myself and about my background, and you know, and then what I expect, and just the fact that you know they know I'm going to work for them. I'm going to be there for them, and I don't miss practices. I'm a guy who's there every day, even when I'm sick. And you know, I expect the same thing, but at the same time, I understand that they're young men and they're battling through some life thing. So, you know, just a lot of that stuff. And then I think it's important to start to meet individually with guys. You know, you, as you're beginning to build the relationship, it's one thing to talk to everybody, but then it's also real important to just to have that one-on-one. It's good to have sometimes have that with the assistant coaches, but it's always even better, I would say, to have that one-on-one with the player and just let them know that you care about them. And no matter what role they play on the team, you're there for them to help them make it and be successful.
Tony, do your players talk much about what kind of uniforms we're going to have and shoes and all those good things that seem to – Oregon Ducks have created a mayhem at times?
Yeah, it's funny. The kids, they do. They've been doing that for years, ever since I've been coaching and since I was playing, wanting to know what the uniforms are going to look like. Can we get new uniforms? What kind of shoes are we going to have? But, you know, one thing I've noticed over the past few years is, well, two things. Number one, the shorts, the baggy shorts are coming up, Greg. So if you haven't noticed, the kids nowadays, they don't like them real long. They like them shorter. So that's one trend. Because now my guys are fighting for the medium shorts, where years ago they'd be fighting for the XLs. Now they're fighting for the mediums. But the other thing is that their shoes, they don't always like to have the same shoes like they used to. In the back in the day, the kids all want to, yeah, let's get these shoes, let's get these. Now, guys, I'm seeing them be a little more individualistic, and they want to have some kind of an expression through the style of their shoes, which is pretty interesting.
Which is always good. I kind of like that. You know, Tony, we've talked a little bit about, you know, when you're dealing with young people, there's a lot of pressure on, and you talked a little bit about open communication. There's always issues aside from basketball, and that's just part of coaching.
Oh, it is. And you know, at every level, you're doing some counseling, some mentoring and stuff. But I'd be willing to say at the junior college level, it's even more because you got guys that, you know, for whatever reason, didn't get to the big level. And oftentimes, or D1 or D2, oftentimes that had to do with some circumstances that they had to deal with or some life situations that were really rough. And now you've got them. So you got to work, help them work through some things. That's why I always say it's great to have guys, good people around you. Surround yourself as a coach with good people who you believe in the same thing you do, who demand respect from guys. And then you have, it's not you just trying to do all this mentoring. Some of the other coaches can do some as well.
Hey, Tony, in conclusion tonight, a big part of your career was formed at Roosevelt High School. Have you gotten a chance to go over and look at the remodel, which I understand is spectacular?
Yeah, well, I've seen it from the outside. On two occasions I've driven by, and I had to stop and just look, and it looks marvelous. I can't wait to get inside and see what it looks like. I've been told it's awesome. And from the view I've had, it looks like the athletic facilities are like college-like, you know. So I'm excited, man, and I'm really, really thankful that they started at Roosevelt first.
Yeah, well-deserved out there. What a great tradition they have at Roosevelt. You were a part of that, and Coach Campbell and everything. Hey, Tony, we'll talk to you again next Tuesday. Why do I have Tuesday on the brain? Because I'm not looking forward to tomorrow, I think, is the reason. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Thank you for being a big part of this program from day one. You betcha.
All right,
now, let's close out the program with the outstanding associate coach at Clackamas Community College, Brian Stamm, who is my friend and a great guy off the court, on the court, doing a great job. He will be a big-time coach somewhere, someday, very soon. Good evening, Brian.
Greg, thanks for having me on the show.
You betcha. How are things at Clackamas Community College?
Things are rolling for us. The MWAC changed our rules this year, so now we actually count our weeks of out-of-season practice. And so we went ahead and decided to start practice 2 weeks before school started. So we started last Friday with our first day. On Thursday, we got all of our kids in. We have 18 candidates for this year's team. And we had a team meeting on last Thursday and then started practice Friday, Saturday, took Sunday off, and then we're back at it today for a couple hours. So we're almost in full swing a little bit.
Very good. Now, out of that group, do you have to make some cuts or do you kind of keep a taxi squad? How does that work when you have 18? And I know you don't have 18 chairs.
Yeah. You know, our league rule is that we can travel 12, and we've never kept more than that. And we'll keep a couple red shirts each year that will help us in practice and work on developing their skills. And, you know, we actually have one kid back last year that redshirted last year, and he transformed his body and improved his game in that year, really took advantage of it, put on 15 pounds of muscle. And, you know, he's completely changed everything for his future moving forward. And all of a sudden he's a guy we're counting on as a captain, as a freshman potentially, and potential starter as well. So, you know, it all just kind of depends how things shake out. But the last couple of years, we've had to carry a few more guys. Actually, in the 2013-14 season, we started our first day of school with 19 players, and we had some sickness, we had some injuries, and we had a couple of grade issues, and we played every single league game with 9 players that year. So you never know exactly how it's going to shake out.
Hey, you're too young to remember Kojak, but I know Chavka will remember him, you know, the famous detective. So Kojak had a line, we need names, we need names. Now, who's the name of this person that's really had a great off season and might be the captain?
That's a good point. I recognize the name as a reference, but I do not remember the show.
Yes, and who is the name of this person that's going to be a freshman and might be a captain?
Evan Kiddo from Sherwood, Oregon.
Okay, very good, very good. We'll like that. We'll keep our close eye on him. How about the shoe and uniform situation at Clackamas? Do the kids talk much about it, Brian?
They absolutely do. You know, it's something that they get excited about, and I'll be honest, I'm an Oregon grad, and while I was there working for the Oregon basketball team, I bought into it big time. That, you know, it's nice to have some swag and, you know, the best gear and everything. And so each year I try and pull them to kind of see what they want. And, you know, we get our guys travel gear and some sweatshirts and some other little things. And then this last spring was our year to replace a couple sets of uniforms. And so I went in and did my designs, which I really get into that, and get some feedback from the kids on what they think is cool. And we came up with a couple of really nice sets of uniforms. So that's something that I think is a lot of fun. And, you know, my belief on the shoes thing, Coach Bryce made a good point about guys trying to speak to their individuality through their shoes. But my belief on that is every kid feels a little different in a pair of shoes, and they're not going to uniformly find the same shoe comfortable. And so we try and let our guys pick their shoes, but try and keep the same color scheme to match our uniforms instead of doing just a one shoe that every kid wants to wear.
Very good. Great job tonight, Brian, per usual. Closing out the program. We'll talk to you again next Monday night, 9:30 Pacific time. And thank you, Brian Stamm, the associate head coach at Clackamas Community College. Thanks to all the coaches, listeners. Thank you very much. Have a great week, and we'll be back again next Monday night in this usual time slot. And don't forget to make all your free throws.